KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 25 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be mostly cloudy today, a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A Creston man was arrested Saturday on drug charges. According to the police department, Gerald Lynn Lawrence Jr. was taken into custody and charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. Lawrence Jr. was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, 37-year-old Toby Jason Simpson of Creston was arrested at Fremont and Oak Streets on a trespass charge. Simpson was later released on his own recognizance. Creston police said also a man who resides on 12 Mile Lake Road in Creston and reported his 2000 Dodge Neon was stolen from the intersection of Maple and Adams Streets sometime between 11 p.m. Friday and 12:30 a.m. on Saturday. The vehicle has since been recovered. In state news, the admiral fired last year as number two commander of the U.S. nuclear force amid a gambling investigation is denying that he made counterfeit casino chips he was caught using at an Iowa casino poker table. Investigative records obtained by the Associated Press said the DNA of Rear Admiral Timothy M. Giardina was found on the underside of an adhesive sticker used on a genuine $1 chip to make it look like a $500 chip. But in an interview Sunday, Giardina categorically denied any role in counterfeiting. He admitted having lied to investigators by telling them that he purchased the three suspect chips in a casino bathroom. He said he actually found them abandoned in the bathroom and did not realize they were fakes and regrets lying about it. Officials of the Shelby County Health Department reported Friday that Shelby County and the surrounding area have been experiencing several cases of influenza. Influenza, or the flu, is a contagious respiratory disease that can lead to serious complication, hospitalization, or even death. Anyone can get the flu, and vaccination is the best way to protect against influenza. Even healthy children and adults can get very sick from the flu and spread it to family and friends. It takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for the body's immune response to provide full protection. Rachel Burks, RN public health nurse for Shelby County, says with flu activity increasing and family and friends gathering for the holidays, now is a great time to get a flu vaccine to protect yourself and your loved ones. The CDC recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months of age and older as the first and most important step in protecting against the flu. And while the flu vaccine is the best defense against getting influenza, it's also important for you to take personal actions to help prevent the spread of illness. Remember the three C's: cover your coughs and sneezes, clean your hands frequently, and contain germs by staying home when ill. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to four companies for job creation and expansion projects. Among them was a logistics company that plans to acquire a site in Council Bluffs. XTL Incorporated is a leading customized logistics solution provider that utilizes state-of-the-art robotic warehousing and inventory control for commodities and finished goods. The company specializes in providing capacities to primary processors and employees in order to maximize on-site production while using off-site logistic resources. The $62 million capital investment project was awarded tax benefits through the HQJP to create 50 jobs, of which 16 are incented at a qualifying hourly wage of just over $17 per hour. About 20 vendors are expected to come together this evening for the first ever indoor harvest market in Atlantic. The event takes place from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center next to the fairgrounds. Project manager of Cass County Farmers Markets, Chelsea Amundson, said the harvest market will feature a wide variety of winter produce,
including squash, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, different types of onions, garlic, dried herbs. So there's going to be a lot of different food items. But in addition to the winter produce, we're also going to have a ton of great baked goods, such as breads and pies and different kinds of cakes and such.
There will also be a great variety of local handmade crafts and gifts to select from,
including knitted goods and home decor. There's also gift boxes of Lazy T's barbecue sauce, which many of you have probably heard of. That is from the area here. We'll have crocheted scarves and different types of leather cuffs made by Alvina's Attic, and she's in the area as well.
The tasting samples are available at the event, include goat and sheep milk cheese and related non-edible products such as lotions and soaps. There's also kettle corn available for you to take home, along with chocolate chip cookies and even beer sampling.
CAB Brewery out of Carson are going to be bringing samples of their craft beer, and they are opening a tap room over in Carson, so it'll also be a great opportunity for them to promote their tap room that'll hopefully be opening up here in the next coming months.
The family-oriented Harvest Market features lots of activities for the kids as well, including a face painter, music, and more. A recipe judging contest starts at 4 p.m. with the winners, including the People's Choice Award, being announced at 5:30. Funding for the project, sponsored by the Cass County Local Food Policy Council and Farmers Markets of Cass County, is provided by a USDA Rural Enterprise Grant and is supported by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce as well as Cass County ISU Extension. For more information about the Harvest Market, contact Chelsea Amundson at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, 712-243-3017. Farmers and landowners are invited to learn more about new programs authorized by the Agricultural Act of 2014, commonly known as the Farm Bill, at an informational meeting scheduled for December the 4th. The session, hosted by ISU Extension and the USDA Farm Service Agency, is scheduled from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Tim Eggers, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agricultural Economist, and Max Dirks, Cass County Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency, will lead the discussion. Because of the new Farm Bill, landowners are having to decide on whether to reallocate base acres and update yields. It's the first opportunity to make those changes since the 2002 Farm Bill. According to Eggers, now is a good time for landowners and tenants to talk about the benefits of updating yields. The Farm Bill meeting will introduce the following new programs: price loss coverage, county agricultural risk coverage, and individual agricultural risk coverage. Eggers will also discuss how the new crop insurance product, supplemental coverage option, interacts with a price loss coverage program. Eggers says the farm safety net has changed at the new Farm Bill. The common acre across the new programs is the marketing year average price. He said he wants farmers and landowners to understand their risk management options under the new Farm Bill and consider what they can protect against. There is no cost to attend the meeting again on December the 4th at the Cass County Community Center, but to make sure that there are enough handouts and seats, you're asked to pre-register by calling Cass County Extension at 243-1132. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says egg production in Iowa was at a record high in October at 1.41 billion eggs. The department's National Agricultural Statistics Service says the number is up 3% from September and up 4% from October of last year. Iowa also had a record number of layers on hand in October at 59.2 million, up slightly from September and up 3% from the 57.4 million of October 2013. Eggs produced per 100 laying heads for October came in at 2,384. That's up 3% from September and up 1% from 370 in October of last year. Nationwide, egg production totaled 8.44 billion during October, and that was up 2% from October of last year. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.